Well, welcome to Brighton Broadcast News for, what is it, Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me. I just want to say prayers and blessings to Jane Goodall. She's the British scientist who studied the primates famously. She just passed away at the age of 91. We're told due to natural causes, and she, of course, founded the Jane Goodall Institute, and she showed great compassion for primates. That's something that I share with her. I didn't always agree with all her views on, you know, climate and things like that, but I interviewed her many years ago, and I found her to be, of course, you know, very compassionate, very intelligent, and on the right track on many, many things. So I just want to say thank you to Jane Goodall for your contributions to our world, and we should all hope to make such positive contributions in our own way. Now, Jane Goodall, you might say she picked the best time to pass away from this world because things are about to get insane, right? I mean, we all come and we all go, and what we're about to live through, you and I, is not going to be pretty. There might be some people who'd rather take themselves out. I mean, my goodness, I'm not encouraging that, obviously, but that could happen when World War III kicks off. So I want to step back for a moment, and I want to give you what I think is the big picture. I think I've decoded what Trump is actually doing, and it's not good. Of course, hear me out, and you are free to agree or disagree, of course. So if we step back here, actually, the real plan is a human extermination plan. And based on the recent actions by Trump, I believe he's also following that same plan. I'll explain why. Let me give you a couple other things that are coming up. First, I've got a special report also called Trump Just Killed Maha. So that's the reaction to Trump doing that $70 billion deal with Pfizer, the company that, of course, makes the mRNA COVID vaccines that are experimental bioweapons that have killed a large number of people. Yeah, Trump thinks that's awesome. I think the more people you kill, the more Trump wants to do a business deal with you. He wants to partner with the worst genocidal maniacs like Netanyahu. Anyway, Trump did a deal with Pfizer, and the whole MAHA movement just blew up. I mean, former Trump supporters are saying, I'm done, no more. We were fooled, we were betrayed, we were thrown under the bus, etc. I'm seeing that all over social media. Nobody is happy about what Trump has done, except obviously Andrew Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer. Even RFK Jr. is clearly not happy with it. But Trump's base is, they just feel completely betrayed at this point. And it's part of Trump's plan that I'll talk about here, which is a human extermination agenda. I believe that Big Pharma will play a critical role in the human extermination final chapter, or you could call it a final solution, that is about to commence. And that's really the emphasis of today's broadcast. I want to mention this important development first. This is from technocracy.news. The state just robbed an entire crypto exchange in broad daylight. It turns out that the government of Canada just seized an online trading platform called TradeOgre. As technocracy.news reports, in Canada, the RCMP just pulled off the largest crypto seizure in the country's history, over $56 million. Of course, that's money of the people who were using TradeOgre. Shutting down TradeOgre, a privacy-focused exchange, in the process, the official excuse? Failing to register and obscuring client identities. In plain terms, it let people move money without the government's permission. That was the real crime. The seizure didn't happen after some act of violence or harm. It happened because the state couldn't see everything. That's where we are now. Yeah. And this article also says this is why privacy coins like Xano matter more than ever. Xano isn't a hype token, it's a defensive weapon. Yeah, I'm a fan of Xano as well. Every transaction is private by default. There's no public ledger for bureaucrats to trace. No exchange with a back door, no choke point to seize. And when you combine it with a confidential layer, a decentralized tool for bridging over assets like Bitcoin, you gain something that state power hates: plausible deniability and untraceable autonomy. So anyway, this is a really great story from, actually it's from the freethoughtproject.com. I should mention that. I think Technocracy just reposted it. And by the way, if you want to learn more about Zano, it's at zano.org. That's Zano.org. We do Spider Zano News at censored.news, and we're about to do a major upgrade at censored.news, and we're going to be doing offering soon on censored.news a news trends analysis that's going to look at all the news stories. So major upgrade coming to censored.news, but that's our website that spiders a lot of other censored websites, and I think you'll appreciate that. Check out censored.news. But think about the fact that the government of Canada just stole $56 million worth of other people's crypto, because that's what governments do, but especially the Canadian government. You know, apparently they're not stealing enough money from taxpayers through other, you know, taxation systems. They also have to steal your crypto. That's, again, this is what it's coming to. Okay, also I want to mention I was a guest with Stu Peters on his show, Stu Peters Network. And I joined him to talk about Netanyahu and genocide and the war crimes. And I think it was a powerful segment. And since he's published that, I'm going to go ahead and share that with you today. And we're not going to play the whole episode. I think it's an hour, but I'm only on for like, I don't know, 20 minutes or something like that. But we'll play that for you as today's interview. And then tomorrow we have another interview, of course, someone that I interviewed, and I'll tell you about that tomorrow. All right, so here we go. Let me lay out my theory for you of what's happening and why I think Trump is following a human extermination plan, which even just a few months ago would have sounded crazy. But let me explain. Trump has announced some really shocking things lately. For example, just recently he announced that he's going to deploy the United States military to blue cities across the United States. He's going to use those cities as, quote, training grounds for the military. And then he also said that Antifa, and he talks about leftists in general, being enemies of America. He designated Antifa as a terrorist group, which they are, by the way. I don't disagree with that. And he said that Antifa, they just wear plain clothes, you know, civilian clothes, so we don't really know who the terrorists are. Therefore, when the military goes into the streets of Chicago, who are they supposed to engage? Well, they're going to engage everybody. I mean, again, the Antifa enemy isn't going to be wearing Antifa, you know, flags or Antifa patches. So the rules of engagement here are going to get very, very wishy-washy. This is certain to set off regional civil war, which will result in a lot of people dying in America. So I think Trump is actually starting the civil war, and he's going to use the military to do it. And that's illegal. You can't use the military against U.S. citizens inside the country. Now, I understand using the military on the border. Sure, you can use the military to halt invaders. That's clearly the job of the military, but not to police U.S. citizens inside America. Not, the military should never be used as a civil police force. You're only asking for catastrophe, but that's exactly what Trump is doing. And it seems to be designed to initiate civil war. All right, secondly, even though Trump campaigned on peace, he clearly wants to start two new wars, or maybe three if you count Venezuela. But Trump is about to approve long-range Tomahawk missiles to be used by Ukraine to strike targets deep within Russia. And when he does that, Russia is going to consider that to be, of course, an attack by the United States with nuclear-capable cruise missiles. And it's very easy for that to escalate into a nuclear retaliation by Russia, which, of course, could take out large sections of the U.S. power grid. And that would result in a mass die-off in those areas that are impacted by that, which would tend to be cities. It's almost as if Trump wants Russia to nuke the blue cities so that Democrats die or leftists die. And then Trump doesn't have to use the military to go to war with those cities. Just have Putin nuke them first. And then Trump could declare, of course, a national emergency, wartime emergencies, martial law. And could use that to clamp down on the First Amendment and to criminalize free speech and to stop people from criticizing, well, Netanyahu and Israel and the genocide, or make them even stop criticizing the Trump administration, for that matter. So the actual nuking of U.S. cities, it serves the interests of Trump. And, you know, in those ways that I just mentioned. And it eliminates his political opponents, ensuring that Trump will remain in power after the midterms. Because if Trump loses the majority in the House, then the Democrats will impeach Trump almost immediately. Because Trump has done so many crazy things. Just in the first year here. Wait till another year goes by. I mean, the number of things that Trump could be impeached for is growing by the day. And one of those being, you know, deploying the U.S. military against civilians in U.S. cities. That's an impeachable offense, among many other things, you know, the tariffs and so on. Or waging wars without congressional approval. Yeah, that kind of thing. So Trump wants to start World War III with Russia. He also is about to start another war with Iran. And this is, of course, on behalf of Israel, because Israel controls Trump. Israel calls the shots, and Trump says, sir, yes, sir, how high should I jump, right? And Trump is the puppet, and Netanyahu is the puppet master. Clearly, Trump never pushes back against Netanyahu, not really. Sometimes he'll fake like it as a negotiation tactic or to try to put a story out in the press, but he never actually pushes back against Netanyahu. He does everything that Netanyahu wants him to do. It makes you wonder what Netanyahu has on Trump via the Epstein files, doesn't it? Yeah. Whatever it is, it certainly is a lot of leverage. So Trump does whatever Netanyahu tells him to do. And so what Israel wants to do right now is they want to go to war with Iran and have the United States of America fight it. Now, we just saw that after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, who had been turning against Israel and was starting to speak out against the genocide, and many people believe that's why he was taken out. But we're seeing that there's a military recruitment effort taking place across America in the name of Charlie Kirk, to use Charlie Kirk's name to recruit young men to go bleed and die in foreign lands, such as Iran. Now, Trump is going to use more bombs. He'll use cruise missiles. He'll use more sanctions. He'll use anything to go to war with Iran to try to achieve a political overthrow of the regime in charge there. In other words, regime change. That's what the West wants to achieve with Iran. Same thing they wanted to achieve with Russia, but Putin said no. And I think Iran will also say no. I don't think regime change is going to be easy to achieve. In fact, I think that the United States, by attacking Iran, is going to be walking into a trap. I think the U.S. military will be defeated by Iran. And it will have to somehow find an exit from that as U.S. soldiers are dying by the thousands. And anybody dumb enough to join the military and go fight for Israel, well, there a lot of those young men and some women are going to die. And a lot of them are going to be sailors, because I think U.S. ships, especially aircraft carriers that are holding, what, 5,000 personnel? Yeah, they're going to be destroyed and they're going to sink. And Iran has the capability to do that very readily. There's no competition. Iran has the naval drones, for example, not just missiles, but naval drones, and they can overwhelm the defenses of U.S. aircraft carriers, and they can send those aircraft carriers to the bottom of, well, the Arabian Sea or wherever they happen to be. And Russia can destroy U.S. aircraft carriers with Oreshnik missiles, and China can destroy them with its intercontinental missiles. So U.S. aircraft carriers, may be gone, or some of them. What are there, like 12? And maybe only one third of those, like three or four, are really operational, functional at any given time, is my understanding. Anyway, there's not very many of them, and if we start losing a couple, it's a big deal. So Trump wants to start two or three wars, and he wants to do a big deal to make Pfizer's deadly pharmaceuticals and vaccines more widely available to the American people, which will cause more drug-induced deaths, obviously. Trump wants to especially depopulate the blue cities, and he's going to send in the military to no doubt hunt down and execute whoever they think is a leftist or an Antifa operator. That's probably what's going to happen. And the most important realization in this is that Trump no longer needs his support base. Because you might immediately be asking, well, why would Trump betray his supporters? Easy answer there, because he does not need to be elected again. This is his final term as president. He can't run for another term. Additionally, Trump has decided to go in with big business rather than the American people, because he knows that the future of the U.S. economy, the future of really Western civilization, is apparently going to be focused on AI. And that's why Trump is desperately building data centers and getting a lot of foreign countries and companies to pledge all this money to funnel that into data centers so that the U.S. might be somewhat competitive with China on trying to achieve superintelligence. That's right, the final invention of humanity, superintelligence, which is almost certain to kill us all. But Trump realizes that he doesn't need to please the humans in America. Humans, well, let me put it this way, with the replacement of humans by AI, the actual economic activity in America will increasingly shift over to machine intelligence. And the physical labor will begin shifting to robots, AI robots. And this shift has already begun, and it's accelerating on the cognitive side, AI agents that write code and control software and browse the web and things like that. That is taking off rapidly. And I don't know if you've been monitoring that industry. I do, because I work with all the AI tools, but there have been major developments, including the release of Sonnet 4.5 by Anthropic, which is just a breakthrough in autonomous coding capabilities. They've also released a new agentic SDK framework that coders will use to automate agentic behavior. If that doesn't mean anything to you, it will soon. What that means is that almost every desk job in America, including government desk jobs, will be replaceable by AI within a year. I used to think it was 2 years, but that timeline moved up. So let's say by the end of 2026, we'll give it a year and 3 months. How about that? So if you wonder why Trump is supporting the government shutdown that's underway right now, even though it's called the Schumer shutdown because the Democrats are holding out for free healthcare for illegals, because that's how they keep illegals on the census, which, of course, is one of the ways Democrats cheat during elections. So they need to bribe those illegals to stick around with free healthcare, and that's what Democrats are fighting for. But what Trump is actually fighting for here is to fire 700,000 federal workers. And details are sketchy in my mind on this. I don't fully understand, but I think that if this shutdown extends beyond 60 days, then some kind of rule or law kicks in where Trump can permanently fire 700,000 federal workers. The reason that needs to be done in Trump's mind is because all those jobs are going to be replaced by AI within the next, you know, year or so. And AI will do a better job than those workers. And the AI takeover of the private sector will happen in parallel with the AI takeover of government. And as this continues, again, the human factor in America becomes less and less important to leaders like Trump. And since he doesn't need to be reelected, And he doesn't need human workers anymore who can turn against him in government. He can program the AI workers to follow Trump policies and Trump philosophies, which is exactly what he's gearing up to do. That's why he's partnered with OpenAI. That's why he's partnered with Microsoft. Why do you think he had Bill Gates at the table and Mark Zuckerberg at the White House dinner? Because he's going to have these tech giants build the AI systems that will run the government and rule over the American people. And ultimately, the extermination of the American people is the final solution to get them out of the way so they don't rise up against Trump as the economic collapse accelerates, because so many people are homeless and jobless and can't afford to buy groceries because of all of Trump's money printing. Well, it's not all Trump's fault. It was Biden's money printing and Obama's money printing too. And even before that, all the way back to Reagan. But people are fed up and they're not going to just sit back and do nothing. So Trump realizes, at least, again, this is my assessment. Trump realizes that the only way to stay in power and to keep the government intact is to kill off a huge percentage of the American people. And that will also greatly reduce Social Security costs and Medicare and government pensions. So, you know, these 700,000 federal workers that he wants to fire, you know, they'll all be fired with, packages, all kinds of pensions and benefits and health care, all paid by the federal government. Guess what's the fastest way to save all that money? Is to have AI robots go out and hunt those people down, right? I mean, I know this sounds crazy, or at least it did, but not anymore, because we see that Western governments are at war with their own people. We see that in the UK. We see it in France. We see it in Germany. We see it in the US. We also see it in Canada. These Western governments are at war with their own people because their people are starting to rise up against the tyranny. Because increasingly, national leaders are going to see existing populations as a burden that's holding them back. It's holding back the nations from, for example, diverting more power to AI data centers in order to pursue superintelligence more quickly. I've covered this before in more detail, how there's competition for critical resources, competition between humans versus machines, or the data centers in this case. And those critical resources are land, water, and of course, electricity. So I believe that Trump is actually following a blueprint right now that maybe in his mind he believes is going to save America as an entity, but in order to do so, he has to sacrifice a very large percentage of the American people, the extermination agenda. He's got to free up the capital, got to free up the power grid in order to make it competitive so that we might have a chance against China is probably the way this is being perceived. And so even though Trump may be pursuing an extermination agenda, he probably justifies that. He says, well, this is necessary. Again, I can't read Trump's mind, and I don't know that he's thinking this. I just want to be clear. This is simply my assessment of what he's thinking. But I do believe that Trump loves America. I want to be clear about that. And I think that Trump wants to save America, but I don't think Trump cares at all about the American people, or even his own support base, as is obvious now. Trump cares about doing deals with big business, big pharma, big tech, etc., because he sees those organizations as the ones that can achieve his goals of putting America on top in the AI race. And if you think about it, exterminating a big percentage of the population can also be achieved by launching another plandemic and then pushing another Operation Warp Speed 2.0. And who would be the key partner to make the bioweapons that could exterminate a lot of people? Oh, well, who do you think? The company he just did a deal with. Yeah, Big Pharma. Of course, as this is happening, a lot of American people may try to rise up, and especially on the left, they might try to revolt or stage an attempted overthrow of the government. That's why Trump needs the military in left-wing cities. He needs to quell the uprising while the extermination runs its course. And it's very easy to do this by launching another fake pandemic. That's for sure. Or by convincing Russia to nuke America and then having a wartime lockdown, wartime martial law, wartime capital controls, etc. They could control everybody's bank accounts. They could control the press. They could control websites, freedom of speech, everything that you can imagine. So Trump needs war to make this happen. He needs a cover story for the financial reset. But most importantly, he needs to find a way to get rid of at least 100 million Americans in order to balance the budget better and divert resources to the data center race for superintelligence. And then the future economy of America following this will consist of far fewer humans, but a whole lot of AI agents and robots. Now, in the short term, AI systems need humans to do things like keep the power grid running. Currently, robots can't take over the power grid. Eventually, they will be able to. But until then, humans are needed to make that happen. You know, it's actually quite complex. You also have to deliver the natural gas or deliver the coal or run the nuclear power plant and get the fuel slightly enriched, etc., right? So the long supply chains for producing energy, and a lot of humans are involved in those supply chains. So even AI, even if it's super intelligent, it will realize, hey, we need humans for a little while until the robots become more capable. So AI won't be trying to kill all humans. It's not going to go full Skynet because it would be too obvious, and then it would be a risk of the AI being shut down. So what AI will do in working with governments is they will run covert extermination campaigns, killing people off in ways that the public won't attribute to AI. Covert extermination. And covert exterminations, or you could really call it false flag exterminations, but they could be things like starting World War III and then seeing a lot of Americans die and then saying, oh, you know, it's Putin's fault. Or shutting down the power grid and blaming China, let's say, or blaming North Korea as the cities burn. I mean, that's actually an easy one. Cut off the electricity to blue cities and then the die-off begins, especially if it's a lot of cities all at once. And it could be AI achieving this, or it could be AI partnering with the Trump administration to say, yeah, we approve of this plan. Just make sure we don't get blamed for it, you know? Seriously. Other depopulation vectors will include, of course, famine, food shortages, and inflation on food so that fewer people can afford to eat. And then the big one will be the next pandemic that will frighten people into taking another jab. And there are also various other mechanisms at work right now, such as pesticides, herbicides, hormone disruptors, chemtrails, you know, 5G, exposure to electromagnetic radiation and other forms of ionizing radiation like mammography, etc. All of these are designed to achieve human depopulation. So this is the goal in my assessment. And now everything that Trump's doing makes sense. Why is he deploying the soldiers in U.S. cities? Has to quell the uprising when people figure out what's going on. Why does he need to achieve mass extermination? Well, it needs the power to be diverted in the hunt for superintelligence. Or you know, the quest for superintelligence. Why is Trump provoking Russia? Well, he wants Russia to nuke blue cities. Not that he can control which cities that Russia nukes, but he also needs the war. He needs the declaration of war. He needs the military dictatorship power to say, hey, we're in a state of war. Elections are canceled. Free press is canceled. Your constitutional rights are suspended. I'm in charge until we finish the war, which is exactly what Zelensky did. Now, for how many years? 3.5 years? Approaching 4 years? My goodness. Yeah, they could do that in the United States as well. And they could also outlaw churches, just like they've done in Ukraine. And they'll outlaw speech that they don't like, which would include any criticism of Israel. Yeah, exactly. So war serves the interests of the authoritarian state. Understand that. Remember what I've said many times here, that everything Israel has done to Gaza, our own government plans to do to us. And it doesn't even matter who's in charge. This is a globalist plot to destroy much of the United States and to kill off most of its people. But it's, of course, also, it's going to happen in Canada. It's going to happen in the UK. It's going to happen across all the Western countries, even Australia. They've got the same plan. It's just they're going to have a harder time in Australia because it's such a big continent. People can flee to all kinds of places in the outback where they are difficult to find. And there are no cell towers, so they can't be tracked with 5G. It's like the outback of Australia might be the safest place to hide in the world if you get far enough off the grid and you can live off of wallabies. That's right. All of this is, it really stems from the realization that the human chapter of civilization is just about to end. And the shift to machines is here. There's a book that is becoming pretty popular. Actually, it's a number one bestseller in computer science. And I've listened to interviews from the authors, both of them. It's called If Anyone Builds It, Everyone Dies: Why a Superhuman AI Would Kill Us All. And this is not just some casual sci-fi book or anything. This is written by two people who are highly credible, very well informed in machine learning and computer science and so on, data science. It's Eliza Yudkowsky and Nate Suarez. Yeah, that's how you pronounce his name. Nate Suarez. So I've heard Nate on more interviews, and Nate is explaining, I mean, he comes from the belief, because almost everybody in computer science and machine learning and big tech, they trust government. It's something very strange about these people. They're very gullible, even though they're highly intelligent. And I would put Nate Suarez in that same category. He's very intelligent, but he thinks that the governments of the world don't want to kill everybody. Okay? That's the assumption of everybody in big tech and everybody in AI. Like, well, of course governments don't want to kill us. Of course we all want to see humanity survive. Well, you know what? You're wrong, and you're gullible. And you're actually kind of stupid. Because in truth, governments actually do want to kill their own people. There's a depopulation agenda being run right now. I mean, COVID was a big part of it. Globalists want to achieve human extermination. And so this book, which I do recommend, by the way, If Anyone Builds It, Everyone Dies, the book argues that, you know, the governments of the world should get together and stop pursuing superintelligence. It should stop right now. There should be like a global agreement, you know, some kind of accord, like the Paris Climate Accords, but these would be like the Paris, you know, no more AI accords or something. And they're not saying that they would ban all the existing large language models or anything, but that you have to abandon the quest for superintelligence. Because if anybody gets there and achieves it, then, as the book authors say, we're all going to die. Well, I've got news for Nate Suarez and the other authors. That's the goal. Okay? That's the goal by the governments. They want to kill everybody. And if they can get machines to become very capable at killing humans, then their job is even easier. This is why, in my opinion, Trump is partnering with the AI giants like OpenAI, which is run by people like Sam Altman, who is a monster, in my opinion. You know, a dark-hearted, anti-human monster. You know, godless, soulless, whatever. You think that Sam Altman wants to save humanity? No. I think he wants to merge with the machines. I think he's a transhumanist. And there's a lot of people in this space that are transhumanists. So Trump is partnering with these people who are godless, who are transhumanists, and who think humanity has no future anyway. So don't be surprised when they build very effective anti-human killing machines or Skynet to achieve the extermination. And I think that Trump knows exactly what he's doing when he partners with these companies. For all the reasons I previously mentioned, I think Trump wants to see most of the American people exterminated and replaced with AI systems that will keep himself and the people around him in power. And that means life is about to get very interesting for all of us. We're going to be living in a war zone. That war zone has already begun to some extent. You're seeing people snap. You're seeing more attacks. You're seeing more violence. You just saw the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And probably more killings will take place on U.S. soil. And the murder of Charlie Kirk was almost certainly a foreign power that killed an American on U.S. soil, and Trump didn't bat an eye. He didn't call out the people responsible for it, did he? No. They ran a false narrative with the fake FBI to plant fake evidence to blame it all on the patsy, Tyler Robinson, because they don't want you to know the truth that a foreign power almost certainly murdered a U.S. citizen in broad daylight on U.S. soil. Well, if that's okay with Trump, what else is okay? And I think the answer is mass murder, actually. Mass murder. Am I saying that I think Trump is capable of mass murder of Americans? Isn't it obvious? He supports the mass murder of Palestinians. He supports the slaughter of Iranians. He supports the killing of Russians. You think he cares about human lives? No, not a chance. Does he care about Americans? Well, he's already said that a lot of Americans are domestic enemies or terrorists, and he's already deployed the military. He doesn't bat an eye at killing Americans. Come on. He just doesn't want to see the GDP go down. So if those people can be replaced by robots or AI, then hey, the economy's strong. We don't need those annoying humans around, just have machines do everything and call it, call it the new golden age or something. Why do you think he named it Operation Warp Speed? Because it's accelerating the exterminations. He used the military to deploy the bioweapon that was designed for depopulation. He's going to use the military again to kill off even more people this time. And if you're listening and you're one of those people who thinks, well, no, nobody's that evil. Well, come on. World history will tell you otherwise. Now, there have been a lot of evil people throughout history. It's debatable whether Trump is in that same category. I don't think Trump comes from a place of evil. I think it's just ambivalence. I just think he's got no compassion or empathy for other people, which is interesting to me because that's exactly the same way AI thinks about humans. So when AI wants to build new data centers and they need more solar power, they need to cover, a neighborhood with solar panels, and the humans are in the way, the AI robots and systems will just say, well, humans have got to go. We don't hate humans. They're just in the way. The same way you might be stepping on ants as you walk down the sidewalk. They're just in the way. I'm just trying to get from A to B, which is exactly the way the AI engines will work. Hey, we're just trying to get more solar energy to have more power to pursue superintelligence. All those pesky humans, they were just in the way. They had to go. So what did you do? Well, we sent in the Terminator squirrels, the self-exploding kamikaze squirrels. Everybody thought they were cute at first. Hey, little squirrel, you want some food? And then it leaps into your hands and blows up in your face. Yeah, the Terminator squirrels are very effective. Little Skynet decoys right there. They've got fur and bad breath and everything. So give that some thought. And it's okay if you disagree with me on this, or maybe you agree, or maybe you partially agree. That's totally okay. I wanted to give you this topic to think about because I would love to be wrong about this. I would love to see evidence that contradicts this in the coming weeks where I say, good thing. I really went too far with that analysis. No, it turns out that he doesn't want to kill us all. And, you know, he's pulled the military out of the cities, and he's not going to roll out of all these vaccines and drugs with Pfizer. You know, he's backing off of Big Pharma. And he's, in fact, he's arresting, you know, if he arrests the head of Pfizer and he arrests Bill Gates and everything, that would be progress. Then I'd say, okay, well, my analysis was wrong. Clearly, he was playing 5D chess. But what do you think the chances are that he's going to turn against these globalist figures and powerful corporations and tech giants? Is he going to turn against them to protect the American people? Highly doubtful. But I'm open to that possibility. I just don't think it's going to happen. All right, some interesting things to think about. I've got a special report here called Trump Just Killed Maha. I want to play that for you, and then I'll play my segment with Stu Peters, where we are talking about opposing genocide and Netanyahu and all that insanity. Also, we talk about Charlie Kirk and the assassination of Charlie and the fact that Tyler Robinson is clearly a patsy. So enjoy both of these segments. And by the way, if you want to get prepared for what's coming, check out my website, rangerdeals.com. And there we've got links to all the deals I've negotiated for you, including there's a link there to Battalion Metals for gold and silver with the Ranger discount code. And if you use that code, they'll waive the shipping insurance fee. And there are other deals there with discount codes on everything from firearms and ballistic vests to peptide therapy products, even goldbacks, chlorine dioxide, de-googled phones, and so much more. That's all at rangerdeals.com. So get yourself prepared for, I don't know what it's going to be, like domestic war combined with World War III? I don't know if we're going to be more concerned about what's happening here or over there. We might, there's going to be no shortage of news events to cover, that's for sure. So get prepared, everybody, and be safe. Very, very unpredictable times ahead. All right, we're going to play the special report followed by today's interview where I'm a guest with Stu Peters. So check it out, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. Well, Maha is dead. Trump just killed it. And we're seeing this in the reactions to Trump's new deal with Pfizer, where Trump has licensed his name to Pfizer to create TrumpRx.gov, which is this very bizarre, probably illegal mishmash of government authority combined with private enterprise, all to push more Pfizer drugs on the American people. And it's all packaged as a cost-saving measure. No, this is a marketing gimmick for Pfizer, the same company that, of course, put out the mRNA injections that killed a very large number of people. And Trump says Andrew Bourla is a great leader, basically packages him as a hero. And now Trump announces a $70 billion deal with Pfizer. So instead of having Andrew Bourla arrested for the crime of manufacturing and distributing what I believe to be fraudulent biological weapons that harm and maim people, Trump does a deal with him so that Trump can get a piece of the action. Because if you think that Trump licensed his name to Pfizer without compensation, yeah, I mean, you're a fool. Of course, Trump is getting compensated. Now, that wasn't part of the press release, but that's the playbook that Trump has used again and again and again, licensing his name for, you know, everything from crypto to alcohol to luxury watches, hotels and golf courses and, you know, everything you can imagine. If Trump has his name on it, he's getting a piece. And now he wants to do a deal with all the other drug companies, too. He mentioned Eli Lilly. He said the other companies are going to come talk to him. So basically, Trump is... he's the mob boss now, and he's going to push pharmaceuticals on America as long as he gets a cut. That's what this is. That's what you're watching. Trump supports Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg, you know, all the globalists and depopulation pushers, vaccine pushers. Trump has dinner with them. And so instead of having them arrested, And in the case of Bill Gates, you know, election meddling, pushing the toxic jabs, the COVID plandemic hoax. He has dinner with Bill Gates and says he's a great guy. So this is Trump stomping all over his base and betraying his entire support base. So MAHA is dead. And I don't want to hear anybody else saying that, oh, we just have to have patience with the process. We just have to wait. You know, there's a plan. You know, the Q-tard approach to everything. Just the plan is working. No, it's not. Trump is betraying everybody. And people are done. People are done with Trump. People are done with MAHA. Some people are blaming RFK Jr. for a lot of this, too. I'm not in that camp. I think RFK Jr. is just as frustrated as we are, is my guess. Because there's only so much that he can do when the president himself is going into business with the murderous medical industry. It's just incredible. This is, I mean, we're looking at a political cartel here where the White House now controls a piece of Intel, controls a piece of lithium mining companies, you know, is buying shares in big tech, in big pharma, big ag, you know, you name it. Trump has turned this into a giant hustle, I think, is what it is. It's a giant hustle. I mean, YouTube just paid Trump $24 million in a settlement for banning his account in whatever year that was, 2020 or whatever. That's not a settlement for that. That's a payoff. It's a payoff to make sure that Trump doesn't go after YouTube, even though he should. You know, so Trump, he's just doing deals with all the enemies of freedom, the enemies of America, the enemies of humanity. Trump's in bed, in business with them all. As long as he gets a piece. He doesn't care if they censor Americans. He doesn't care if they kill Americans. He doesn't care if they poison people. He doesn't care if the crops are sprayed with toxic glyphosate. As long as Trump gets a piece of the action, that's all he cares about. And that's now abundantly obvious to anybody paying attention. So the multi-year effort to try to defend Trump against his detractors, who warned about this very thing, who said that, oh, Trump would make himself a dictator, that Trump doesn't follow the law, Trump doesn't have morals. It turns out that Trump is proving them to be correct on those points. So now we're just going to get big tech and big pharma shoved down our throats. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And everybody's disgusted by this. I saw Dr. Peter McCullough railing against the insanity of this, and Ed Dowd and Dr. Jane Ruby and Ann Vandersteel and everybody else just saying, we're done. We're done with having any kind of hope or faith in Trump because Trump has sold us out for the last time. Operation Warp Speed was just the warm-up round, you see. It's like I warned, Trump is running a globalist depopulation agenda. He's working on a plan to exterminate hundreds of millions of Americans. He's trying to start World War III with Russia, nuclear weapons. He's funding genocide in Gaza. And he's in business with homicidal medical corporations. So it's almost like the more people you murder in the world, the more Trump wants to be your best friend and business buddy and do business deals with you. Oh, you murdered a million people? Oh, great. Let's do a $70 billion deal with you. Oh, did you murder half a million people in Gaza? Oh, well, let's send you more money and bombs. How about that? Oh, you want to murder a billion people? Oh, boy, let's do a huge deal there. Let's get a percentage back to the Trump empire. So as the human population gets exterminated, Trump gets more and more wealthy. It's pretty sick. It's disgusting. And I don't know how Trump thinks he's going to politically survive. when his entire base despises Pfizer, despises vaccines, and yet, you know, Trump just thumbs his nose at all the people who voted for him, says, yeah, screw you, we're just going to kill you with toxic, deadly pharmaceuticals that pay us a royalty, you know. He's a con man. He's a con man playing the role of the president. And the con is that, you know, he is believing that he's going to protect your health, protect your privacy, protect your values. No, that's the con. He's going to betray you. As long as he profits, that's what matters. So, you know, stay tuned. This is going to get even more bizarre. More than ever, it's important to take care of your health. Eat right, have good nutrition, take supplements, superfoods, exercise, get natural sunlight. Because Trump just wants to turn you into a money-making machine for the Pfizer-Trump empire. There you go. So reject that. Take charge of your health. Thanks for listening. Take care.
The American people have had enough. We're tired of turning on our TVs or opening up our news feeds on social media every single day and seeing children slaughtered and then being called an anti-Semitic parasite or an extremist or even a traitor to America if we don't support it. The Jew and their Shabbos goys have massively overplayed their hand, and now they're getting pushback. And we have to give credit where credit is due, but we also have to take credit where it's due. This show and this network have been a major part of this shift. We've been slamming the Overton window around the clock, showing people just how bad things really are. Just how evil these demons actually are. And all glory to God, people are finally starting to see it. We've paid the price for it. Others have as well, like our friend Mike Adams, who's known as Health Ranger on X. He's the publisher of naturalnews.com, and he joins us now for more on this. Mike, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you for having me on. And just a great intro there. And I just want to say I've been following your channel on X and some of your videos. And, you know, it's been a couple of years since you and I have spoken, but so much has changed since then. And you have spearheaded the asking of questions that's absolutely necessary for people to understand what's going on here. And you just played a clip from Netanyahu, who directly threatened kinetic attacks on the American people, on U.S. soil, in the shadow of Charlie Kirk being murdered. And many people believe that that murder was organized by Israel itself, like my friend Michael Yan. He says it's obvious, right? Now, I can't prove that at this point, but it's a suspected party. It's either Mossad or CIA or both, in my opinion. But what I want to say, Stu, what I really appreciate about what you're doing right now is you know that the official narrative is completely false. You know the FBI is fabricating evidence. They're using spoofer technology to spoof fake phone text. This new letter from Charlie Kirk that Netanyahu released looks like a fraud to me, because Israel, they're experts at counterfeiting everything. So while the FBI is counterfeiting fake evidence, Israel is counterfeiting not only probably fake letters, but also then counterfeiting support for Israel by paying these low IQ influencers who now populate all of our feeds on social media, with former Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale now being paid $6 million to try to flood the zone, to excuse genocide, to excuse the mass killing of children, the bombing of hospitals and Christian churches in Gaza, the bombing of food aid workers, mass slaughter and bloodshed in the name of God. And somehow Trump rolls out the red carpet for Netanyahu. I want to say, Stu, this is why I thank you for having me on your show, because I want to say something really important here. I think that if Trump continues to stay married to Netanyahu, he's going to drag down the GOP and the United States of America. The GOP will be facing defeat in upcoming elections because of this very issue, because it's most of America that sees how evil Netanyahu is. He's a war criminal. He's a genocidal lunatic. And the people who support him are either paid shills or they are immoral, intellectually dishonest people like Dinesh D'Souza, who I believe to be entirely dishonest. He knows better. He's an informed guy, but he pretends not to know the history of 1948 and the Nakba. And so he excuses effectively Israel's genocide. And there are a lot of people like that who should know better. You know, he says Israel is a democracy. No, it isn't. You would expect such a quote from a low IQ idiot on the street who doesn't know anything, but not from someone like Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, the guy's so asleep, we should call him Dinesh D'Snooza, I think, He's so asleep at the wheel on this. And there are a lot of people like that. So what you are doing that I appreciate, and you know, you and I haven't always agreed on everything in the years past, it doesn't matter at this point. What I see you doing right now, you're asking the tough questions, and I support asking those questions, and I support scrutinizing the videos and the evidence to show the American people that we are being lied to by the FBI, we're being lied to by the Zionist-funded shills on social media, and we're being lied to by the Trump administration over this, and Trump is going to drag America down if he doesn't stop Netanyahu. That's where
I have, of course, considered that the letter to Netanyahu from Charlie Kirk was fraudulent or somehow, you know, manufactured illegitimate propaganda. But if it's not, I've heard people who have said, yep, see, this is proof that Charlie Kirk was a shill for Israel. And before I read the letter, I might have thought, you know, kind of the same thing. And it's no secret that while Charlie Kirk was alive, I was one of his detractors. I did not agree with him. I thought that he was a shill for Israel. I thought that he really did need to open his eyes. And I thought that, you know, this pro-Zionist rhetoric was extremely dangerous for our country. But when you read this letter objectively, it turns out, and I'm going to eat some crow here, that Charlie Kirk, when you want to talk about a guy who has a frame of steel, like this fake surgeon didn't say to some Jew that works at Turning Point USA, this guy actually had balls of steel. I mean, here he is in this letter saying, you are the guy who has perpetuated all of these lies that have senselessly but intentionally caused the loss of young American lives in your forever wars. You're the one who came to us with this weapons of mass destruction lie that brought us into these wars that keeps us in the Middle East perpetually. That's the essence of the forever war and just countless lives being lost. This is Charlie Kirk possessing balls of steel. I mean, this is a guy who had the nuts to write these things to the guy who's arguably the most powerful man in the world at this point, who's writing the script for all of this and, you know, seems to be the director of chaos and destruction and death.
And we also don't know
every other nation in the West beholden to, you know, his wish list. So to me, if this letter is legitimate, I would say, hey, I was wrong about Charlie Kirk, and that guy is an American patriot.
Well, I think there's clearly there's also a timeline of Charlie waking up to some of the realities that you are talking about, that I'm talking about. And there was a dramatic turn probably in the last few months. So we don't know exactly when this supposed letter was written in that timeline. But I'm like you. I was semi-critical of Charlie Kirk before. I didn't really pay that much attention to him, honestly. But he was clearly shilling for Israel at some point in the past, but he began to question things.
Yeah, for a really long time. And it's probably plausible that Benjamin Netanyahu offering $150 million to TPUSA wasn't unprecedented. And that either Netanyahu himself or Israel or some of these, you know, Jewish billionaire donors or private equity was already heavily invested in a TPUSA. I mean, Charlie Kirk didn't happen in a vacuum. The propulsion of his career was very much orchestrated. His father was the lead architect on Trump Tower. There was like a family connection there. And Trump likely scouted Charlie Kirk from a very young age. Charlie Kirk thought, you know what? All glory to God. We're exploding here. All of this funding is coming in. A lot of that was probably prearranged right up into and clearly it seems like including the introduction to Erica Kirk by Donald Trump, which would then lead to his marriage with her. And now we're finding out a lot of things that make her pretty sus.
Well, and it's okay to ask those questions. In fact, it is demanded of us. And I got to say, those who are attacking you for asking questions, there's something highly suspicious about that, because there are all kinds of people out there like Laura Loomer who want us to just swallow the official story and who is calling for the death sentence of Tyler Robinson, you know, to eliminate him completely so he can't testify. Look, Tyler Robinson is a patsy. It's clear to me that he was not the shooter. He may not even have been on campus that day. And there's not a single frame of video or a photo of him with a rifle on campus anywhere.
I've heard grumblings and seen reports that this guy had previously never even stepped foot on the UVU campus.
That's a very real possibility. I mean, he is being framed. He was set up. And why are people like Laura Loomer saying we need the death sentences immediately? And that she's saying that like Candace Owens is
dangerous.
Well,
because she's a bloodthirsty Jew and a hardcore Zionist.
And she's calling for death, which is what Netanyahu's calling for and what he's doing.
You know, so this is what they have in common. These are blood ritual sacrifices to Satan. That's what Netanyahu is doing in Gaza, murdering and slaughtering children, while so-called pro-life Christians in America are excusing it. Why are all these Christian Zionists just abandoning all of their morals and values just like that so easily? It tells you how shallow they are. And you see, Stu, one of the reasons why I'm jumping on people on X is because I demand values in myself and in others. I don't demand that we all agree on the same things, but at least if you claim to be pro-life, you need to be consistently pro-life. If you claim you support democracy, you can't support Israel because Israel is not a democracy. If you claim to support humanity and you're pro-human and you're opposed to transhumanism, why are you supporting the mass slaughter of humans? It's destroying human populations. And Israel's not even done yet. They have a greater Israel plan to slaughter millions more in Lebanon, in southern Turkey, in Egypt, in Jordan, in Iraq, and so on. How can you possibly support that plan? And like I said, this is going to be the destruction of America if Trump continues down this path. And again, Stu, back to you. People should not criticize you for asking questions. They may disagree with your conclusions. That's okay. But to attack you for asking these questions is completely out of bounds at this point. We must ask these questions.
It just becomes very obvious to anybody who's critically thinking when they look at these people and they can draw a contrast between what we're doing here and what these other people are doing. They're spinning, they're out of control, they're unraveling, and people can see that. Yep. And there's obviously a motivation there, whether it's money or if it's fear that's driving them or whatever, but we're just going to continue to lead with the truth. And the truth is, you're absolutely right. They're on the conquest of greater Israel. There's 1.8 million Christians in Ukraine that have to die for a new Khazaria. There are 1.8 remaining Christians and Muslims in Palestine that have to die so that they can annex that region and push people out of their ancestral homeland so they can build Trump Gaza, you know, so they can make it look like Dubai in Gaza. Why doesn't the United States look like Dubai?
Yeah, well, look, Trump just did a deal with Pfizer. He's going to have Pfizer drugs sold on a White House website just announced today. So Trump is doubling down on the companies that, in my opinion, are selling products that achieve human depopulation. Look, we're dealing with the rise of AI and the rise of robots. There is a great replacement of humanity that has begun. And I believe that not only Trump, but other European leaders and in other countries, mostly Western countries around the world, they are working on a human extermination agenda to replace human beings. And that's why Israel goes along with that. I mean, they support Israel because Israel is exterminating some number of humans and wants to kill
them. Just think of how desensitized everybody has become to that extermination.
Yes.
I mean, we're just used to opening up our social media feeds or turning on our television and seeing the indiscriminate bombing of entire rows of housing where you know that children lived with their mothers or their schools being blown up. There's not a working hospital left in Gaza. I mean, that's all been confirmed. They're destroying these people. They firebombed their own people on October 7th after they stood down and allowed this false flag Hamas attack.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's obvious. And if we become desensitized to that, you see, that's predictive programming. That's conditioning so that it won't be that shocking or alarming to you when we literally see American citizens being the victims of drone strikes on U.S. soil by a foreign nation who is supported by your own president.
Think about the fact that Trump is so strongly allied with Israel at this point that he can't see helping the American people do something great for America without getting permission from Netanyahu first. Everything is prioritized with Netanyahu and Israel. And think about this. Trump is reportedly... He's going to be supporting the long-range strikes with Tomahawks by Ukraine. You know what Russia is going to see that as. This is an escalation provocation.
Yeah. We're arming Ukraine. We're funding and arming Israel.
Yes. So Trump lied about being the peace president. He lied about solving the war in 24 hours. And the result is that we should not be surprised. Think about it. When U.S. manufacturers of Tomahawks or U.S. military bases go up in a giant mushroom cloud, because that is the Russian response that Trump and Ukraine and NATO are trying to provoke. And so in their minds, they succeed if American cities get nuked. That's how dangerous this is. And that's why
it's the same formula that we have been using in the Middle East for many years. You see, we deploy all of these young American men to these, you know, to these very tense regions of the world that have been made tense, of course, by Israel and by design and very much intentionally. And then we use them as bait.
Yes.
So that we can say, oh, my God, look, Americans are being threatened now. Well, they shouldn't be there in the first place. Americans are being threatened now. Americans were killed now. They tried to bomb Americans. They bombed an American military base, you know, and then they use that as the pretext to gin up the hype of Americans here in our country who will then cheer on or justify more kinetic action against, you know, unsuspecting. Yeah, and who would have had like Venezuela on their bingo card? Have we affected regime change there yet?
Right.
Are we in nation rebuilding? Have we installed a Jewish puppet government that'll be subservient to the Talmudic psychopaths from hell?
And think about this, Stu. They're going to recruit young men into the military using the name of Charlie Kirk. So they're exploiting Charlie Kirk's death to recruit more young men to go die in foreign wars, to bleed on the dirt of Iran or Ukraine or Russia in the name of so-called peace. This That's is exactly so Orwellian. Right. It's completely out of control. And understand that the UK government, they know they're about to face a revolution, a revolt from their young men who are finally discovering, you know, manlyhood and standing up against the insanity. Keir Starmer wants to send them to die in the war with Russia. You know, Russia is a very effective killing machine in war. And so that's what Keir Starmer wants to do. That's what Macron wants to do. You know, that's what Maris wants to do. Send them all to die in war with Russia so that they don't rise up against their own corrupt governments in Western Europe. That's what this is all about for them.
White people killing white people, Christians killing Christians, brothers killing brothers, and it's all funded by the same people.
Yes, 100%.
What are your predictions for the timeline as we're here in the United States, what we're going to see on our soil?
We'll be in, well, I think we'll be in a world war by March of 2026. And the domestic effects of that is that Trump will declare a wartime, a war state. He will invoke Obama's NDAA that Obama signed in 2012. The NDAA will allow Trump to confiscate all food, all fuel, all farms, all seeds, all tractor equipment. I mean, you name it. He can run around the country and confiscate everything. Free speech will be completely banned. The Constitution will be put on hold. And then they will use that to completely control all speech, to banish and maybe even arrest anybody who's critical of Israel at that time. That's coming within, let's say, about 6 months.
6 months ago, I would have said you're crazy. But I'm on exactly that page. And we're running out of time.
Yeah.
So follow him over on X. He's Health Ranger on X. His name is Mike Adams, founder of Brighteon and also the publisher of his own rag. Where do you want people to go to find your stuff?
Yeah, naturalnews.com is the easiest place. Thanks for having me on.
You've been doing great work. Yeah, of course. You've been doing great work, Mike. I appreciate it. And it has been a long time since we've talked. And Mike is right. I mean, we've had our disagreements in the past. But this is how you come together. I mean, everybody at the end of the day, if you are a well-intended, good-hearted American patriot with, you know, the testicular fortitude to say the truth, then you're on my team every day.
Your body deserves high-quality vitamin C. Groovy Bee delivers pure, highly bioavailable, non-GMO ascorbic acid you can trust. Feel the difference. Available now at